the Crazy Talk podcast. This is Angela Campagna from Face to Face Therapy. I'm here with one of my awesome co-hosts, Mr. Bradley Phillips. How are you today?
I am fantastic.
We have another awesome guest, Dr. Owens.
Hello.
She's
you know, like in some other podcasts, I've said I go to Dr. Dixon when I'm crazy. Well, she's the other part. I get to go to her when I'm feeling a little crazy too.
Thanks,
so she manages us. Do you want to tell us a little bit about yourself, Dr. Owens?
Yeah, so I've been in practice for almost 12 years now. I do chiropractic as well as acupuncture, and I have digital x-ray, and I do diagnostic ultrasound as well. We treat a plethora of stuff, so I love blood work as well, and not a lot of people know going to the chiropractor for blood work, so I love that.
It's such a unique experience to go into her. It's unlike any other chiropractic experience I've had. She brings you in and she sits down and talks to you about, you know, everything, you know, talks about, you know, examines you from head to toe, you know, finds more than just kinks in your back. It's a little bit more than just, oh, I need my back pop. You spend a lot of time with your patients. And when I first met you, you were at a place where they were trying to probably move patients in and out.
It was busier, for sure.
It was busier. And so now going into your own practice, can you tell us a little bit more about how you make that such a unique experience?
So I've been able to slow it down, like way slow it down. And I think sometimes people need that. I feel like I can dive in more, a little bit deeper, just with even just consultation and just going in and taking time for people and not being able to miss something. I'm always scared if I'm going to miss something. And I feel like with the time I take, I'm able to really dive in there and not miss anything.
So if I come in and say, for example, I've got muscle spasms in my lower back,
mm-hmm.
you know, what all are you going to look at? What's the total picture that you're going to look at?
So the total picture would be you would come into the office, you would go ahead and submit your paperwork, because I really like to look at that before you even come in, because then I can kind of set the picture and then I know where to go from there. Also too, when you come in, we'll do a consult. So you and I will sit down, we'll talk about what's been going on, how long it's been going on. And then we'll try to talk about in ways we can get you better too, besides just treatment and all of that, and just lifestyle modification on that dress.
I think it really, your style really complements mental health. I think all chiropractic probably does complement mental health, because there's such a connection between physical pain and our mental
emotional.
Yes. But I think your style does a little bit more, because you offer the acupuncture.
Yeah, with therapeutic massage,
and
too.
The massage, and then you do go in a little bit deeper with your blood work.
Blood work, nutritional,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that those two really, really complement each other.
Yeah, so even too, for just somebody even coming in for muscle spasms, right, that makes a perfect chiropractic candidate. So we'll work on that, try to get that better, but then we try to dive deeper and make sure, okay, people's magnesium levels are good, you know, mm-hmm. just looking into other stuff to ways to help. Because some people, they fall in a little trap, you know, starting especially in spring, people will throw their back out sometimes at that same time each year. So maybe just finding ways to not where they feel better.
Is that a thing? Like in mental health, that's definitely a thing. Like we have certain holidays or times of the year that it's more difficult.
As someone who played football and delivered office furniture, I can seasonal back issues are.
Really?
Yeah, for sure. Like even coming into like deer hunting, deer season.
Yeah.
People falling out of deer stands. People dragging deer that haven't exercised in forever. Bouncing around on like four wheelers and side by sides, that becomes a
Get
thing
on the
for
bike.
Me. Yeah.
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 I didn't know it does. Think about that. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's weird too. So sometimes we'll see too, like a lot of shoulders come in or a lot of knees come in.
Uh-huh.
And then we'll have, you know, radiating pain down the leg and the back and all that stuff. But it's a mix for sure. And it does have its season too sometimes.
That's amazing.
I know.
I'm always learning from Dr. Owens.
Oh my word.
Well, 2020 has been such a fun year, and obviously there's health restrictions put in place that, you know, you have to do to practice. How have you found that COVID's affected your mental health, and how have you, what have you done to take care of yourself during this time?
So outside is a necessity for me. I have to be outside. And COVID, I feel like, too, just been bombarded with people, too. I have more people now on prescription medication for anxiety and all of that. I think even a sense for my child, there's some sense of anxiousness as well, just because of what she's here, what she, you know, she has to hear from us as far as us taking care of business and all of that. But for myself, I have to be outside. I love being on the water. I'll be in the deer stand, too. But just being outside is what I have to do for myself and Jesus, of course.
Okay, let me ask you this now.
And
okay.
I do get adjusted.
I have found the same thing with my child, and it's been referred to as nature therapy. Is nature therapy a thing?
Oh, it is. It's called ecotherapy. Technically, that's the therapeutic term. But yeah, nature therapy and being outdoors. And I think us with COVID and all these restrictions, you know, we're all so more sedentary.
Yes.
And I wanted to lead into that with you because even the kids are. And I think, is there a lot of physical things happening because of being so sedentary?
For sure. So that's maximum pressure on the disc whenever you're seated, right?
Okay.
And then also, too, people are working from home more. So people are set up at their kitchen bar and sitting on the side of the bed. Also, too, for kids doing more virtual schooling and stuff now. Mm-hmm. You know, first we used to have to worry about the backpack and all of that, but they're on a computer screen forever. So text neck becomes like a for real thing. Headaches, mm-hmm. you see more of cricks in the neck. I saw a lot of cricks in the neck whenever people first, when COVID first hit, actually. Because of the stress, I think, of that, people worrying. And then also how people were not set up like ergonomically at their home office.
So what do you recommend to people at home for that are working from home now?
Yeah, so try to find you a really, really good spot. Or like I talked to somebody this morning even, she likes to sit back in her recliner. That's totally cool to work like that, totally fine. Just make sure your neck's in good position. You might want to recline just a little bit too. And just make sure your shoulders and stuff are at proper height. You know, get a pillow under your laptop. Do something like that to try mm-hmm. to find support. If you're going to sit at your kitchen table on a hard kitchen chair, you may even pull a little pillow, like a regular, just standard pillow. Sit on that to take pressure off your tailbone and your hips. And
I will say that's why I have my pillow right here. It's because Dr. Owens told me about that. Well, I was even having just, a lot of trouble.
Yeah, it helps. This has been Dr. Hurley actually told me this a long time ago, who I used to work for. She would say, get a paper towel roll, and it makes mm-hmm. perfect sense. Not a full one, but just a little bit of one. Those little, easy, cheap kind of tricks will help too. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you brought up something about with the children, and I'm going to backtrack to that.
Yeah, for sure.
About something we call vicarious trauma. Okay. So I don't know if you're familiar with that. So therapists, we get trained in this a lot because we obviously dig straight in for the trauma. And then so we hear it, and then we can't, even subconsciously, we're picking that up, right? So children, if they're feeling tension or stress in the house or on the news or anything like that, they're subconsciously picking up that stress. Does that make sense?
It makes total sense, yes. I've actually seen that with my daughter. I've been asking people over and over, if their kid, she was having shaking episodes, like mm-hmm. in the nighttime, it was so weird. It looked like a seizure almost, but they say from stress and exhaustion. So I think mm-hmm. she was exhausted at the time, but she would wake up just shaking, almost shivering. It was mm-hmm. real interesting. So I know they're absorbing that stuff from us for sure.
Yeah. Well, we watch Teen Titans, and my son and I, we watch Teen Titans, and then we watch the news, and sometimes it's really kind of hard to tell which is the cartoon.
Just trying to stay positive in the world.
A big thing because definitely at the beginning of COVID, I don't know about you guys, we were watching those numbers and watching everything all around the world. You know, we were watching New York City like it was right here in Conway. And that's when I had Dr. Dixon on at that time, and he had to help me kind of split it apart because we're not in New York City right now.
Right.
We're in Conway, Arkansas right now. So I think some groundingness with the kids can be helpful with that, but they don't know that when they see that sensational stuff on the news.
Right. Or hearing us too do phone calls with people, you know, where sure. I was working by myself, you know, we didn't have massage therapists in the office. We didn't have anybody. I was just there. And so Dr. Lamy was kind of in the same position I was too. But, where, you know, she would have to hear us talk about the day or, you know, more so whatever, because my husband helps me, but they absorb all that stuff for sure.
They sure do.
Yes.
I think limiting exposure to some of the news and conversation is a good idea.
Yeah.
I don't know. What else do you recommend as parents?
I limit, well, obviously in my household, news is going 24/7.
Yeah.
So
that's your job.
Right. Kinda. And so to some point, my child is desensitized to it.
I could see that.
He knows knows when the president is speaking.
Yeah.
You know, he knows, you know, we pull him in front of the TV, mm-hmm. you know, at certain times. But
it's not a big change for you to have the news on all the time, where for the rest of us, it's something different.
Right. And he hears, you know, COVID, Trump or Joe Biden, you know, every third sentence. And so it's desensitized.
I mean, I can see that.
He's desensitized to it. Yeah. So I also don't want to shelter him so much that, you know, the real world
but
is.
But he does go to school. He's still in school.
He's in school.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So he does get some. And I think planning that outdoor stuff, like you said, especially
it's so
for
helpful.
The kids, because now we don't have the teachers necessarily doing it for us. We've got to, have to plan some of that eco-therapy or nature therapy.
And it's so good job security for me, too, because people are twisting their ankles, hiking up mountains, and you know what I'm saying? Just doing that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Job security, full throttle. So please do that.
So are you really particular when you take your family out on a hike? Do you make sure that everybody's standing up erect and taking care of their spine?
Check
everybody's backpack.
Do as I say. I do try to carry, like, we went to Paging with my neighbors about a month or so ago, and that was so fun. But I'll try to kind of pack light and watch myself for sure, because I'm like, oh, don't twist it, you know. My neighbor laughs at me because I'm like, oh, that's 4 years off of my life, because I'm like So with kids jumping off of rocks and all kinds of stuff, I'm like,
I know. I tend to do that too, being the therapy mom.
One thing that I'd like to know personally is, can you demystify acupuncture for us? Can you real quickly say, you may have this problem and I may be able to come in and do.
So I do medically based acupuncture. There are certain protocols, and a lot of times I try to use my stuff from PubMed. So it's a medical resource. That's the National Journal of Medicine.
Mm-hmm.
But it's lots of journal articles that are added up. And so I try to do that research, go back, just depending on what people are coming in for. If it's for headaches, I've done stuff for stress reduction. I just pulled an article this morning. One of my patients, I was doing a letter for her, and her symptoms were really due to just, you know, stress related, just trauma, just emotional stress trauma. And so I was pulling articles this morning to show proof from acupuncture, the benefits of that to help with the stress.
So this is something you and I have talked about. We've talked about trauma, and The Body Keeps the Score is a really famous book from trauma, the body literally keeps the score, right? Because it floods the system with all those different hormones and chemicals and stuff, which you test for, which a lot of people don't, with your blood work, like the testosterone, the serotonin, different things like that.
Yes. So we'll sit in consult and see. Because I even had a patient just this last week. I was supposed to meet with him on Friday. I saw his wife before he came in, and she was like, he is really struggling with these headaches. We have got to get these headaches figured out. So he already had blood work done at the urologist. So I just called and got that.
Mm-hmm.
And really, the urologist didn't go into deep detail into his blood work. You know, he was seeing if everything was good with his testosterone and all of that. But we sat down, and the urologist don't know he has a pituitary tumor. So that is really affecting his hormones. So then he and I can kind of put together a plan of attack and try to help him. I can specifically say that's where his headaches are coming from.
From the pituitary?
Yes. Whereas, like, some people that, not saying that, because as chiropractors, we all do something different, but to take that extra time to call the urologist, to get the blood work, to know when he's got a pituitary tumor, the urologist has no idea. Does he need to go get further imaging of that pituitary tumor and see if something's changed, or where does he need to go from there? That's the kind of stuff I love to like get into. And
is that something you would use acupuncture on?
I can research that. Not the plan of attack for him yet, but instead of just setting up and adjusting the C-spine and getting that going and all of that, I dove in a little bit deeper and just seeing if that's the root cause, and that is the root cause for sure, 100% by far.
Yeah, you take the time to do the holistic picture. We all talk about holistic, but that's really what holistic means, right? Taking the whole picture, mental health, blood work.
Yes.
Obviously, spine's super important in there.
Right. the spine, I mean, that's holding your nervous system. Like, how are you supposed to do anything without your nervous system?
But we
system?
Forget about that.
You can't. Yeah. And I think, too, people take it for granted until it becomes a problem, too.
Yeah.
And then I myself are real bad about that, even, too. Like, I try to do as far as supplements and all of that, too. Mm-hmm. But sometimes I fall by the wayside, especially with weight and all that. But then something happens, my knee starts hurting. What am I going to do? I'm going to try to do some things to make that feel better.
Yeah.
Yeah. We try to do the whole thing where I'm going to take some Boswellian. I'm going to stretch and, you know, do some
things.
What's
Boswellian?
Boswellia. So it's really just frankincense. Yeah.
Oh, great. Yes. Yeah.
And
yeah.
So people know frankincense, of course, but Boswellia, you can take that for your joint health.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. There was a study done that looked at glucosamine and chondroitin. People know that, right, for lubrication of their joints and stuff. But you can do Boswellian actually.
Can you just use the oil directly on the spot, or is it something you need to take as a
on the oil? I've used it directly on myself, but it probably needs a carrier oil, you know, olive oil or something to cut the oil with. Yeah, that would be helpful. And I try to use essential oils in my practice too.
Yeah, you do. And that's what I was going to say. I experienced acupuncture with her, and I wanted to do that for many years, but I just hadn't found the right time and the right spot where I felt safe. Because I'm actually not a huge fan of needles. I know I was excited about the acupuncture, but I don't want to just have needles for no reason. But I can't really explain it. But I will say I have PTSD and anxiety. And that night, I have nightmares too and night terrors. But that night after the acupuncture, my husband said I was giggling in my sleep.
That's awesome.
The only way I can really explain effects of acupuncture.
So everybody is so
different. I don't think that's ever been said about me.
I can kind of break it down for you too. There's points that run from the top of the head to the bottom of the feet.
Mm-hmm.
And those points are named after meridian systems, heart, spleen, liver, lung, all of that. So we can needle those specific things sometimes to have a direct effect on the organ and sometimes no direct effect on the organ at all. But it just helps bring blood flow and all of that. So that's one thing I'll look for if that's successful or not, if people can sleep better. Yeah. And typically in 24 to 48 hours, you should know like a reduction of, you know, if swelling was better or pain was better, you should know pretty quickly if you've gotten relief.
And I will say that day you actually gave me the sheet that showed me the points, which I like that.
Yes, I did that. I try to do that for everybody. So on one, so you know, I'm not just stabbing somewhere and just going for it, but so you know the name of the point, you know where it comes from, the indication for use, all of that. I try to get that. So then it helps you kind of connect the dots with that using acupuncture too and just give you a sense. But I've been doing it for a long time. I've been doing acupuncture. And buddy, you name it, I've needled it. Yes, from people, from like addiction too to help with that. Because people are trying to take a more holistic approach.
Yeah.
From people being, this is going to sound super crazy. I love Dr. Pimple Popper, but from pickers, like for picking, you know, that behavior.
So I did not know that because I need to do some referrals to you.
There is some.
Yeah.
It's crazy. That's years ago since I did that. But
there's
stuff out there. People for headaches. Knee pain I see really commonly for doing acupuncture and knee pain. But, I love it. I love acupuncture.
I also want to say as one of your patients, I'm a bigger guy. I have bigger joints, bigger problems, and I don't want to scare anybody off, but if you're a bigger guy and your chiropractor often has hard enough time with the pressure or moving, you You absolutely have completely twisted me in half sometimes. It's been absolutely fantastic.
Thanks.
So you're one of those guys like me and your vertebrae are about the size of your fist. You know, she actually can have that technique, but it's also more than that. You know, you're always kind of a ray of sunshine.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if you go home and just scream when you walk in the door, but you're one of those people that once you're around you, you're happier than when you were an hour ago.
I love what I do, too. Like, I love it. It's my whole passion in life, like, for sure. Besides my kid, of course, but for sure.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you brought that up because I don't know if you know that about me either. You're the first female chiropractor I've ever been to. And I've been to a lot of chiropractors, but I never went to a female before because I thought that they couldn't, because I'm very stiff, I thought that they wouldn't give me a deep enough adjustment.
Give me a
got torque.
My husband, he's a big old guy. And so that's who I practiced on. And that was a blessing for me.
Okay.
Heck, if I can't roll him around, there's nobody else. He's a big hog.
Yeah, there have been times you're like, okay, roll off the table with just, you know, with your toe. And I'm like, you realize I'm 230 pounds, right? Yeah.
That's when I say I got to keep my little hibernation pounds on me so I don't – I can catch people and they don't fall off my table. And that's, you know,
that's awesome.
So tell us, what is your zaniest experience as a chiropractor so far?
Like the craziest experience. This is terrible. I don't think I should say, but I will.
Okay. Thank you.
And this is why I'm on my own and I do absolutely everything. So this will probably scare people off. I don't know, but I'll say it anyhow. It's fine.
It's up to you. It's up to you.
So the craziest thing was,
I had to go there, Bradley.
Sorry. Whenever I was working for Hurley, God level. They're a great little place and everything. But anywho, I was working for them and I started doing acupuncture. So I set my needles right and they would go in and check on them. And then they could pull them for me. They know where the points are and all of that. So they can obviously see the needles. But anyhow, so they left him on therapy. They left him on acupuncture therapy. So he had to call the office to get him to come.
Oh gosh, for how
that's
long?
That's probably this horriblest thing ever.
Oh, and so he called and said, hey, I'm on the table with needles. Mm-hmm. And yeah. Can I get up now?
Yeah.
Oh.
So that's the most terrible thing, I think. Why I do everything at my office. Yeah. Like, I don't.
If that's the most terrible thing, then I'll take you. It's okay.
Yeah, I think that's okay. Yeah, I think you're okay.
But that's really craziest. As far as the craziest I've ever seen in practice, a guy could not physically get out of his car to come into the office.
Oh, that's tough.
Like, did paperwork in the car, all that kind of stuff. So we've seen people at their absolute worst. And where people too, their back gets so bad, like, hello, how are they going to move? Call 911 and the ambulance has to, not after treatment, of course, but, where they can't move.
I want to ask something too, because we're talking about all these really awesome holistic approaches and it's my guess you take every major insurance.
Yes. Everything except, Medicaid. I don't do any auto injury at all.
Okay.
And I don't do Medicare at all.
But when you're doing these holistic services, the blood work, like all that stuff, is that usually billable to the insurance?
So on blood work stuff, I don't get a kickback. I don't get anything. All I'm doing is referring you to the place. I'm referring you. I use AEL here in Conway.
Okay. So they bill your insurance.
So they do all the billing and stuff.
Okay.
I get absolutely nothing. I just get the report back, and then I'm the mediator.
Yeah. Right. But I'm just saying it's good that people know that if they have health care, that's covered.
Absolutely.
It's not an out-of-pocket service.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And I think sometimes, too, like, even for my primary care physician, I really wanted him to pull certain blood work, and he would not do it. I even said, I will pay you cash. And he still would not do it. He just wouldn't hear me. So sometimes I can be the ears. And so
that's frustrating.
And that's frustrating sometimes. Yeah. So
I wanted to ask, because I know you as a person, you're very empathic. What do you do to make sure that you don't take that home?
I cry in the car as I drive home. Oh my gosh, I just cry in the car. Because you worry about people. Even like this morning, I had somebody, you just worry. All she said is, I just feel like sitting in the chair. So that's a physical, emotional, a chemical response, right? She don't feel like getting up and doing things. That's hard. That's hard. But you want to try to be on that other side to be that motivator. Maybe that's why I'm so positive too, because I'm like just trying to be super optimistic about what they're doing. Like, okay, we can get you better, or we can try this and this and this. And then to see if she can get out the chair and she does feel like doing stuff, you know, to see that other side of it. That's what makes me helps me too, is when you get to see the other side of it. When they can't walk very good in the office and then they're walking out.
Well, and as a chiropractor, you get that instant gratification from someone who, you know, couldn't walk and now you popped them, and then someone may have trouble over a year's time and you help them get to where
gradually
you want to go, so you get that long-term gratification.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and you're going to get a big email from me and a lecture on self-care after this.
I'm a horrible probably self-care person.
No, I know you do. So if you get adjusted yourself.
I do get adjusted myself. I do supplement myself. Yes. So that's good too. I'm feeling eating correctly.
Do good at burning nice candles and essential oils, and you go out on the lake and you go hiking.
Yes, so. I try to do stuff like that too. Being fishing, just being in the woods, doing all that. I love that. Yeah,
that's
sharpen my favorite. Sharpen saw.
Swimming, I love swimming too.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
All that stuff's fun, yeah.
Well, we are so excited that you came on with us today.
Thank you.
And we appreciate your time, and we hope we can get this information out there so that other listeners can partake in chiropractic care. Also, the other healthcare professionals can know about you and some of the good stuff that you do for referrals. I'm going to refer some more people to you.
Oh, that's awesome.
And do you have anything else that you wanted to ask, Bradley?
I'm just thankful to be here. I'm also thankful, too, that people know about chiropractic, hopefully more so now. Yeah. We can help with a lot of things, too. And we can just be part of like your medical care. I think we can help with a lot of things. People think for us just musculoskeletal. Yeah. But sometimes you can just think outside the box and we can help.
No, everybody knows me. Like, I like to build my teams. And when I look at healthcare, we've talked about this before with Dr. Dixon, but it should be a treatment team model.
It should be a treatment team model.
And that means you have your PCP, have your chiropractic or physical therapist or massage therapist, psychotherapist, like, really, that's holistic care. Maybe even a dietitian. But all those things are out there that professionals that really know what they're doing, and you've got to be the one to be sort of like your own case manager at times and work it together. But you're good about that, too.
I try to get it. I'll even refer to other chiropractors, too. And even physical therapists, there is absolutely in a time and place for us both. And I refer to, I love Ellen over Advanced Physical Therapy. I refer to them a lot. Dr. Lamy, if I can't get somebody to move or I feel like they're challenging and I'm not being beneficial to them, I'm going to get them where I think they're going to be helped the most. And that's how people need to direct their care.
Yeah.
Whether what kind of provider you are, you need to. And I refer to for counseling and all that stuff.
I think we are really lucky in that way in Central Arkansas that we have in general a lot of good healthcare providers.
Oh, I do too.
We do,
yeah,
absolutely.
Sure.
Especially Conway. Yeah.
And even willing to work with one another too, I think. So.
And I've noticed that coming in as a new business owner, it's not people out cutthroat. It's like, let's work together to help people in our community. And that's what we're trying to do on Crazy Talk Podcast.
Well, thank you, Angela, for setting up this podcast.
Yeah, and thank you guys for coming.
Thank you very much for coming.
And any questions, please get back to us. You can follow us on crazytalkpodcast.com. Any major podcast site, Apple, Spotify, Ryan, the producer, he's the master at that. I don't even know all the places we are. But thanks for all the support, and we'll talk to you soon.